from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on. I know I'm talking fast because I was watching those ladies run so fast.
Yes.
Congratulations. 4x100. Women's U.S. team wins gold.
Yeah, Doug. I mean, it had two.
Car had to go get it.
Yeah, two bad exchanges. And Shikar just started in fourth and ended in first. Looked at him to the side.
Yeah, like, she did. She peeked back at him as she was across the finish line.
God,
so, yeah. She's fast.
Congratulations, ladies.
Yeah, man. I know Shikari finished it out fourth, and then Gabby Thomas, mm-hmm. So she wins another gold as well. She's from Atlanta. There was a couple. I was kind of paying more attention after we talked about that the other day, because there's 21, right? 21 mm-hmm. Olympians from Atlanta. Mm-hmm. One of the guys that won a medal last night was from Peachtree City.
Okay.
And then obviously Gabby Thomas, so... Anthony Edwards is on the verge of winning a gold medal with the U.S. men's team. So a lot of representation from Atlanta.
That's what we do, baby.
Olympics. Yeah, man. It's awesome. Awesome to see. All right, let's we'll start with the phones. Tim is in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. Y'all were debating the name of a Olympic sport the other day, and I got a question for you.
Okay.
Do we call it a table tennis paddle? Or a ping pong
ping
paddle,
pong.
Or just a paddle, or ding ding ding, just a paddle.
Ping pong.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tim. Yeah, because they don't like it if you call it ping pong.
And I wish. I don't think I can beat everybody ass in this world, but I bet I won't lose no fight to no ping pong player.
No, I think you probably handle your business against
I bet I won't.
Guys.
I bet I won't lose my I bet no ping pong player whoop my ass.
That'd be wild.
I call it ping pong.
What happened to the guy? Well, Randy called it ping pong. And then the guy didn't like it, so Randy beat him up.
No, Randy didn't beat him up. He tried. He came at me.
He came at Randy with a ping pong paddle, and Randy Randy had to lay down the law.
It is, because it is a ping pong.
It was just like that poor guy at the.
That's like the people that call it billiards instead of pool.
Poor guy at the tailgate in Athens that Randy had to beat up in front of his kids.
That is not what I said. I said if I got a spot that's been your spot, then I don't know that's your spot because I got there before you in that
spot. Just like that poor elderly man that Randy beat up at Publix.
You just have people thinking I'm gonna hurt somebody.
You keep saying you're gonna fight all these.
I always put an if is attached to anything I say, Andy.
Right.
I got good news for Andy. Having a ping pong paddle broke over your head don't hurt that much. My brother broke one over my back and head as a kid.
See, again.
You can recover, man.
I got to recover because he's going to get that close to me. If he hit me with one of them balls, it ain't going to hurt. They're worth nothing.
Maybe it'll sting a little bit.
But ping pong. I've always said ping pong. I ain't never said no table tennis.
Neither have I.
Because it ain't table tennis. It's ping pong.
And we've always called it a ping pong paddle.
Yes. But we
can't hear you,
Bo.
You talking on the radio, Bo?
Bo, are you talking?
No one can hear you.
I don't think they call it ping pong in the Olympics.
I know
table tennis in the Olympics. It's ping pong in your garage.
No, it's ping pong.
I'm just saying, if you go to the Peacock app and try and search through sports, you're not going to find it under ping pong.
You don't think they would give you a keyword just to help people that don't know?
No, you better find table tennis.
And I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm not going through my scroll and looking for ping pong. It's usually on when I look at it. It's pretty interesting. Yeah, pretty entertaining, too.
Yeah, they're good at it.
Yeah, pretty really entertaining.
They're very good.
Really
Andrew's in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. Hey, so kind of piggybacking off of the Jason Tatum thing, and there was a caller that had a question yesterday that's kind of related to this. So when I was in college, my mom made me, and I had like a beat down car. My mom made me get like full coverage on this car. Like if I got an accident, it was just going to be total no matter what. But she's like, you know what? You got to get full coverage because who knows what's going to happen. I was like, all right. Never got an accident. God forbid, but when I was in college, me and my roommates, we'd always be like, see, these are the moments that you realize moms aren't always right.
Mom?
And,
oh.
But I love my mom to death, but there's a saying, you know, moms always know best.
Right.
So did you ever have a moment in your life, in either of your lives, where you're like, you know what, maybe moms aren't always right?
Oh, man, she's listening right now, too.
That was mine.
A situation where my mom was not right. Boy, do I have the balls to say it?
Huh. Is there one?
Yeah. I can't say it.
I don't know. I mean,
you know what? My mom was wrong. She was not right when she told me that I should take French. You were wrong, mama. I should have never took French. I should have took Spanish like I wanted to do, but you wanted me to talk French because you said, oh, Randy, it's so romantic. What is romantic about the French? Huh? What's the matter about French?
They do call it the language of love.
No, they don't.
I think it is a romance language.
How is it romance?
No, I think that's actually a thing. Like all the languages that come out of Latin are romance languages. I don't know why they call them that, but I think they do.
Whatever. Yeah, I'm going to say French.
Okay, when your mom made you take French, she was wrong. I can't think of a single solitary example where my mom was wrong. I wouldn't dare. Wouldn't dare to do so. My mom lands in Atlanta tomorrow.
French.
Can't have her land in here angry.
But she already know this, though. She already know this.
I will be honest, though, and I know you feel this way, too. I don't know. I don't know how my mom did it.
I don't either.
I don't know how she did it.
Y'all heard my mom on AMA how much of a damn rugrat I was.
Yeah. Yeah. We got two people trying their hardest with two people at my house, and it's exhausting all the time.
Yeah.
She had three people, and it was just her. How'd she do it?
Yeah, man.
I don't know.
Superwoman.
I don't know. All right, Wes is in Jasper. Hey, Wes.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
All right.
Pretty good.
Hey, I got a couple of quick ones for you guys. All right. Whenever you put your shoes on, your socks and shoes on in the morning, do you put both socks on and then one shoe?
Okay.
Or do you put one sock on and then one shoe on, then do the other foot?
Yeah.
And second question is, when you're taking the deuce, do you pull your britches down to your knees or you go all the way to the floor to your ankles?
Okay.
Interesting. Thank you, Wes. Two very important questions.
Well, I don't wear socks and shoes that much, so I can tell you which I do. The second one, I'm taking them off.
Excuse me?
take your pants all the way off.
So option three?
Yeah, that's what I do.
At work?
Like throw the rain over there on the floor?
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, I don't poop here.
You've never been in a situation where you've had to?
Oh, yeah, I have. But if I had to do it in the public, it's right above my shoe because I don't want my shorts to get nasty.
Huh.
Mine
are just, they're like right there on my knees.
Hold on, you have them on your knees?
Yeah. But just like.
Don't pull your damn pants down,
Andy. I'm not going to pull my pants down.
All right, okay.
I'm simulating. These have built-in underwear, you'd be seeing all of it.
Okay.
I just think the waistband like rests probably right around there, top of thigh, and then the shorts, because I'm usually wearing shorts, just kind of right on the knee.
Oh, that's kind of...
You expose the whole knee?
At home? I understand what
you do at home.
Yeah.
You've made that clear.
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah.
At work.
At work?
Or just like when you're not getting naked to poop.
Oh, yeah. No, I get them all the way
down. Do you take your shirt off, too?
At home?
Yeah. You get fully nude Tit poop?
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. I've never heard of it.
You never heard of nobody. You never heard of somebody taking all their clothes off, tit poop at home.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Nah, man, that happened.
It's like full-on caveman throwback. My goodness.
Like maybe, like, because I never know. I always think I'm the weird one in any situation.
Right.
So you might be in the majority here. Like maybe everybody does this, but I've never heard of it.
You've never heard somebody taking off their clothes? Really?
So if you're going to the bathroom later at your house, say you get home around 2:30, maybe at 3:15, and lunch kicks in.
Right.
You're going to walk into your bathroom, and you're going to your hat?
No, I take my hat off when I walk in my house.
Oh, your hat comes off in the house. Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, I don't wear hats in the house.
All right.
No.
So, all right. Shoes? Your shoes are already off.
My shoes are already off.
Okay. When so you're halfway there.
When
anyway.
I get in the car, I take my shoes that I have on now, I take them off in the car, and put my flip-flops on.
Okay.
Yes. I get home, and I always wear an undershirt, the white undershirt.
Okay.
So, yeah, I take every time I get home, when I get home, I take my shirt off.
Okay, so you're already almost naked anyway.
I do it. I take my shirt because where I come in, there's our laundry room. I take my shirt off. I take my shorts off. Take the drawers off. Throw my drawers in the washing machine. Put my shorts on. Then I'm done for the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unless you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's the bathroom.
In which case, you're going to take it all off.
Yeah.
And then you put it all back on?
Yeah.
What do you do with it?
Let's put it on the floor. It's my house. It's my house. Yeah.
That's awesome, man. That
but I only do it at home. I'm not going to be at your house. I'm not going to be at your house butt-ass naked in your bathroom.
We don't even have locks on our bathroom doors, so don't do that. Some three-year-old might walk in.
Yeah, no.
Why is Uncle Randy fully naked in the bathroom? Good Lord.
Yeah, that's all I do. Yeah.
The socks and shoes question, we had this before. I go sock, sock, shoe, shoe.
Yes.
But that's what I do for me. I put on 4 to 6 socks and shoes every morning because the little guys need their shoes and socks on too. Now, Lily can do her own stuff now for the most part. So she's sock, sock, shoe, shoe. But with Jack, I go sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
Really?
Because I got the 1 foot. You know, they're squirming around.
Yes,
I got 1 foot pinned down. I got to get everything on that foot.
Right.
And then I pin the other foot down and get everything on that foot. And there we have it.
Yeah, man.
That's great. Yep. All right.
Yeah, man. I mean, people are agreeing. They're like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're in good company here.
Yeah,
no. Hang on. I just got to see. There's other people that do this.
Yeah.
You got to get fully naked to use it, says Jeremiah.
Yeah, man.
This guy here takes a shower every time he goes.
I ain't going to go that far. We got the moist disposal wipes.
Sure, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good sanitary option.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What is so funny?
I don't know. Nothing.
Yeah, man.
Nothing's funny.
But I'm just curious because
everything's funny.
But you're at home, but the real thing is like when I'm at home because I always wear the white tank top. I'm usually like got the Winnie the Pooh going on. Mm-hmm.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, I have the Winnie the Pooh on. And I'm trying to stall time because we're in the 100-meter dash, and we are not going to win. Oh, no. I don't know.
Nope.
Nope.
Who's that guy in red?
That guy in red. That Russia?
Maybe Canada? Alexander.
Canada?
Canada.
What?
We lost to a bunch of Canadian brothers.
Come on.
Is that DeGrasse?
I don't know any of their names. I just know that he's Canadian.
God dog it. And this dude got green hair.
They've had a bad year. They needed something. All right. Takeaways of the day.
Tara just plays along.
Randy gets fully naked when he poops.
Yeah.
That's
Look, the Falcons got a lot of guys named Washington, a guy from Washington, and Andy's from Washington. If you don't want to disrespect the vegans, go with salmon.
I mean, everybody knows that.
Yeah. If you're going to have meat with a vegan over, you eat salmon.
Yeah, I never knew that. I don't like vegans.
If you propose with a safety pin, prepare to get stabbed.
I'm telling you, man. Y'all be careful with that. What's got you so...
I'm just reading the replies. Like, I'm the weird one.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm sorry. I thought everybody did that.
And, like, people are mad at me. Like, wait, no, you're weird for the way you put your shorts on your knees. It's like, all right,
that's,
man.
That's weird.
Is it?
That is the weird one. I'm sorry.
It is. Like, I never know what's weird and what isn't. It's just I do stuff, and then you never talk about it. Like, there was never any instruction on that. You just do stuff in life, and then you do it, and then you get a radio show when you're 40, and then you talk about it publicly, and then everyone says you've been weird your whole life. It's like, all right. I'm fine, doing okay. We'll see what Dukes and Bell have next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.